Well, greetings in the name of Jesus Christ the Lord.
奉主耶稣基督的名问弟兄姊妹安。
It is such a great joy to see so many familiar faces from the last time I was here.
自从我上次到这儿，看到很多的熟悉面孔，看到你们很高兴。
Can you believe it's been almost 6 months ago?
你敢相信吗？这是六个月了。
It's amazing how time is moving rapidly.
光阴似箭，真是叫人惊叹。
A lot has happened to me in the last 6 months.
过去六个月来，发生在我生命中很多事儿。
When I was here with you in October, the Lord was dealing with me about stepping down as pastor of Oak Grove Baptist Church.
去年十月我在这的时候，神正在向我说话，要从我的牧养的工作退下来。
I had been there for 23 years as their pastor.
牧养了23年之久。
It wasn't very easy to come to the conclusion that this was the will of the Lord.
我难以下结论，这就是神的旨意啊。
But the Lord has been gracious to show us this is what He wanted for us, and we have tried to obey Him.
但神很恩待我们，让我们明白这是神的旨意，我们就试图要遵行他的旨意。
And now we are full time as an evangelist preaching wherever the Lord will send me.
啊，现在我成了一个全时间。一个布道家，神无论差遣我去哪，我都做好准备。
And I'm glad He has sent me to Toronto to you.
我很高兴他差遣我来到了多伦多，来到你们当中，感谢主。
Amen.
Amen.
Would you join me in prayer this evening?
我们一起晚上祷告。
Father and Holy God,
父啊，圣洁的神。
We thank you for the opportunity to be here tonight with these dear people.
我们感谢你给我们这样的机会跟这些亲爱的你的百姓在一起。
We are thankful that you have called us out of darkness into the kingdom of light.
我们何等感恩你把我们从黑暗的权势当中迁移到光明的国度里。
We pray that the light of God will shine in this place this evening.
我们求你愿神的光在这里今天晚上照耀。
Please give us understanding of your word.
求你赐给我们对你话语的悟性。
You are its author, and we pray you will instruct us in this teaching.
因为你是神话语的作者，我们求你来教导我们。
That we may understand how we can relate to you,
好像我们能够明白如何跟你相交，
and how we may participate with you in your grand enterprise.
在你那伟大宏伟的计划中，我们也能够与你一同有份。
Give Brother Larry and I the power of the Holy Spirit to declare your truth.
赐给我们两个人圣灵的恩膏与帮助来传讲你的话。
And we ask that you would confirm it.
也求你来。
And give testimony to it.
你来做见证。
In Jesus' name we pray.
奉耶稣基督的名祷告。Amen.
The text I pray this evening the Lord be pleased to speak to us from is Hebrews chapter 11.
我们要看的经文是希伯来书第十一章，求主使用这段经文向我们的心说话。
We're going to look at verses 1 through 6 this evening.
十一章的一到六节经文。
Hebrews chapter 11.
希伯来书十一章。
Verses 1 through 6.
一到六节，我们同声来读神的话语。信就是所望之事的实底，是未见之事的确据。古人在这信上得了美好的证据。我们因着信就知道诸世界是借着神的话造成的，这样所看见的并不是从显然之物造出来的。亚伯拉因着信献祭于神，比该隐所献的更美，因此便得了称义的见证，就是神是他礼物做的见证。他虽然死了，却因着信仍旧说话。以诺因着信被接去，不至于见死，人也找不着他。已经得了神的喜悦他的名字。人非有信，且信他赏赐那寻求他的人。
A word or teaching about faith is risky business for a preacher.
要传讲信心的信息对传道人而言是一个很冒险的事儿。
You ask me why would it be risky?
你问为什么冒险呢？
Well, for two reasons. Number one.
有两个原因。第一。
First, you run the risk of putting your congregation to sleep.
第一呢，你可冒险叫你的听众睡觉。
Boring you to tears.
叫你闷的要流泪。
And why is that?
为何如此呢？
Because everybody here already knows what they think they know about faith.
因为在座的每一个人都认为自己已经明白什么是信心了，谁不知道？
And if that won't do you in,
如果这个还不够的话，
then I run the risk of contradicting what you think you know about faith.
第二个冒险呢，我会让你对你的信心的认识，你自己会产生冲突矛盾，会精神分裂。
There are so many different ideas about what faith is.
因为有很多对信心的不同的理解。
There are extreme ideas concerning faith today.
而且今天有很多对信心偏激的认识。
There is a whole movement called the Word of Faith movement.
有一个运动叫做信有就有的一个信心运动。
And they claim that if you have enough faith, you can get anything from God.
他们宣称，只要你有充足的信心，你就心想事成，如愿以偿。
Wealth,
有健康，有财富，
anything,
任何事情，你心想事成。
Whatever you want, if you have faith, you can get it.
只要你想要得到，你就可以如愿以偿。
Another problem we have when we are trying to understand faith.
另外一个问题啊，当我们要考察信心的时候
，is that you and I use the word so differently.
因为我们用这个词啊，有不同的想法跟概念。
For example, we will use the word faith or belief.
我们会说信或是相信，动词、名词不同啊。
In a way to express we have confidence in somebody or in something.
我们来表达我们对一个人的信任或是一件事情的信赖。
I think Brother Patrick is a trustworthy person.
我想严弟兄是一个可靠的人，我相信他是一个可靠的。
But am I trusting him for anything specific?
但是我是不是因着一些特别的事情信赖他呢？不见得。
And then we use the word faith to speak of a dogma or a set of teachings.
或者我们用信心指的是一个信仰，一个信仰告白或者一些教义。
The Christian faith, for example.
比如说基督教信仰。
Here the word faith simply means a doctrine, a set of beliefs.
这里信仰的意思就是一个教义，就是一套的系统神学理论。
We also use the word faith to express our agreement or disagreement with a statement.
我们也用信来表达我们同意或者不同意一句话。
For example,
譬如
we would say here tonight,
我们今晚会说我
I believe in God.
我相信上帝。
Or someone might say, I don't believe in God.
或者有人说我不信上帝。
Or I believe in global warming.
或者我相信地球暖化。
Or I don't believe in global warming.
或者我不相信地球暖化。
Here we're just simply using the word faith.
我们就简简单单用这个信不信，信。
To say we either agree or disagree with a fact or information.
来表达的意思是我们同意或者不同意这件事情。
And then there's another way we use the same word faith.
我们也用同样的信来表达别的意思啊。
We use it for our core beliefs.
我们用来表达我们的核心的骨子里的信仰。
Those set of things that are convictions.
那是我们的信念。
They form our reality and we live accordingly.
这是我们的相信的实际的要抓住的一些信仰的信念核心。因此
Never has an hour existed like this one.
从来没有像今天这样。
Where a definition of faith is more needed than right now.
我们需要一个对信心的明确的定义。
A precise and scriptural understanding of faith is needed.
一个合乎圣经的一个准确精准的对信心下的定义。
It is the remedy of the great physician for this weak and anemic generation.
这是对今天这个萎靡不振的世代的天上的医生给我们的一个药方。
I believe that the work of a minister is heart work.
我相信一个传道人的工作其实是做心理工作。
I'm not here these few days just to load your brain with new information.
我今天来不是这几天要给你一些填满你脑袋里头一些知识、一些信息而已。
I want God to use His word deeper than just the intellect.
我巴不得神用他的话语不仅是理性的 层面而已。
To address the whole person.
乃是能够满足你整个人。
I'm going to reason using scriptures.
我要用圣经跟你理论。
But if the word of God gets no further than the intellect, then it has been in vain.
如果神的话语仅仅到达我们的理性而已，那么我们就徒劳无功了。
Something has to happen on a deeper level than just the mind.
不仅就是头脑而已，必须有更深一层的神的工作。
And that's why I say the preacher's work is heart work.
所以我就说，传道人工作是心灵的工作。
And for that reason, precision is needed.
精准是非常必要的。
Accuracy is not an option.
这不是一个选择余地，我们必须要精准。
It's just like a surgeon with that sharp scalpel.
就像一个动手术的医生拿着手术刀。
He takes that scalpel and he drives it in between nerves and blood vessels.
拿着那手术刀在血管，在那个在神经脉络当中，在那儿动手术。
And for the preacher, the same precision is needed.
对传道人而言，我们也需要同样的像手术医生的精准度。
Because one misguided word from me this weekend.
如果今天这个周末，如果我讲错一句话一个字的话
，can cut sharply，
就可以划伤你。
Remove scriptural balance，
甚至就会叫你失去圣经的平衡。
Therefore。The preacher needs a steady nerve and biblical precision.
所以一个传道人必须要有合乎圣经的精准准确度。
Or else he'll use the scalpel of the word of God and lead us either into fanaticism or faithlessness.
所以我们要不就会把我们带到两个极端，借着这个神的话语的刀剑，把我们带到极度的疯狂或者小信无信。
In other words,What I say this weekend,
换言之呢，这个周末呢，我所说的
could lead you into an extreme and unbiblical view.
可能把你导致一个极端的不合乎圣经的一个观点。
Or I could lead you to an apathetic view of faith, and your faith is actually ruined. Or
我可以把你带到一个有气无力的一个信心的一个里面。
This is why this is so serious to me.
所以对我来说，这是非常严肃的事儿。
One wrong impression can lead someone into eternal error.
一个错误的印象可能把人带到一个永远的错误当中。
And ever, if there was a generation that needed a clear word about faith, it's this one.
任何一代人需要对信心一个精准清楚的认识，就是这个时代。
So here's what I propose we do.
所以我建议我们要做什么呢？
We're going to spend all of this evening and all of tomorrow afternoon.
我们今天整个晚上，明天整个下午呢，我们都要
just trying to define biblically what faith is.
我们都要用来下定义何为合乎圣经的信心。
I think this is one of the greatest needs of our evangelical world today.
我相信是今天福音圈子里头最大的需要。
We all talk about having faith in God, but what do we mean by that?
我们都说我们信神信，到底我们讲的是什么？
Let's look at our text.
我们看看我们经文。
In verse 1, the writer to the Hebrews tells us that
希伯来书作者告诉我们说呢，信心是什么？
And in so doing, he says that faith is active.
他告诉我们信心是积极的，不是被动的。
Faith is active and it is alive.
信心也是活泼的，积极的。
The faith that God gives you and I is to be exercised.
神给你我的信心是需要去运用的。
It's not static, it's not dormant.
不是在那儿睡觉的，不是在那儿沉默的。
It's a living faith.
这是一个活泼的信心。
And so I think here immediately in verse 1, the writer wants us to understand.
所以在第一节我们立刻看到作者要我们明白了，注意听了。
Faith is not some dead orthodoxy.
信心不是一些死的教条。
What do I mean by that?
什么意思啊？
I mean faith is not just accepting with your mind some doctrine or teaching.
我的意思就是说，信心不仅是用你的理性接纳一些教条、教规、教义而已，仅此而已。
It's much, much more than saying you believe in Jesus.
这个远远超过你嘴巴口里承认 我信耶稣，不仅如此。
If I were to ask you, how many of you would raise your hand and say, I believe in Jesus?
如果我要问你们大家，多少人说我信耶稣的，请举手。
Probably.
可能。
Almost everyone's hand.
人人都会举手，没有个例外，对不对？
And yet I am almost persuaded.
但是我几乎我很肯定。
Before this weekend is over.
这个周末没有完之前呢。
Some of you are going to come to the shocking realization.
你们当中有些人会如大梦初醒一样。恍然觉悟到
that you've never trusted Jesus.
竟然没有真正信靠基督。
It's not my job to try to unseat your faith.
我的工作不是故意要动摇你的信心啊。
All I'm going to do is just explain what the Bible says.
我不过要解释圣经是怎么教导的。
But as I do that, and something begins to happen internally,
当我这样做的时候，你们里面心里头有些事情会发生，请注意啊。
Don't argue with yourself,
请不要跟自己辩论。
And convince yourself that yes, indeed, I believe in Jesus.
不要自己说服自己，是我是信耶稣的，不要自欺。
Your mental arguments are not enough to base your eternity.
你的理性上的理论不能够叫你的永恒有把握。
What you and I need is not just our confession of faith in God.
你我所需要的不仅是我们口里承认我们信耶稣，宣告信他而已。
We need God's confession or testimony about us.
我们需要神宣告我们有信心，这才是重要的。
It's what God says about me that matters.
是神对我们的宣告，才是对我们的看法，才是最重要的。
Now faith is.
好，信心是什么呢？
It's something that is alive, vibrant, active.
是活泼的，是有功效的，是积极的。
It includes the mind, but all much more than.
当然，信心也包括我们的理性，但是远远超过理性而已。
It affects the passions and the feelings and the affections.
信心也影响到我们的情感，我们的里面的感觉，整个人。
Many people can say in one breath, "I believe in Jesus."
有人可以轻轻松松说我信耶稣啊。
And there's nothing in the heart.
但心里头啥都没感觉，无动于衷。
No sense of love, no sense of excitement.
里头没有那种兴奋感，没有对神的爱。
And immediately they're talking about something else that they're more passionate about.
然后嘴巴说我信神，然后立刻就转过头来就讲他们更兴奋的事。
Some cultural enjoyment, some sports, some entertainment.
什么娱乐啊，什么运动啊，什么其他的事儿，他们有兴趣。
Oh, but I believe in Jesus.
哦，但我信耶稣。
That's a dead orthodoxy.
这是死的教条而已。
Now faith is.
好，信心是什么呢？
In other words, it's not mechanical either.
换言之，这也不是机械化的。
In other words,
换言之，
faith is not finding some seven steps.
信心也不是找到什么七个步骤。
Some formula.
一些工程师。
It doesn't work like that.
不仅是如此。
You cannot go through some system and finally arrive.At faith.
你不能够经过一些系统，然后最后你到达了信心的地步。
Faith is a living principle that It's at the core of the Christian's existence.
信心是一个活泼的原则, 那是在一个基督徒生存的一个核心。
For me,
对我而言呢,
I can't live without faith.
我没有信心无法生存。
I take air into my lungs by faith.
我凭着信心呼吸。
I eat and drink and sleep faith.
我吃喝睡觉都凭信心。
Causes me to rise and get up and offer my life.
信心使我早上能够起来把我生命献给主。
As a sacrifice to God.
当作活祭献给他。
And when faith is not the vital principle of action.
当信心不是一个活泼的生命的一个动力的时候,
I immediately perceive there's a disconnect between me and God.
我立刻看到我跟神脱节了。
Because the just shall live by faith.
义人必因信得生。
So faith is, it's present tense.
这里说信就是这个事是现在是进行时。
And I think we can just conclude from those three words this.
我们就可以从这三个字下一个结论了。
Faith isn't cold or calculated.
信心不是冷冰冰的或者机械性的。
But an active principle.
那是一个活泼的,
motivating,
活泼的原则, 是一个动力, 是你生命的动力。
Secondly,
第二,
faith is an ability.
信心也是一种能力，一种动力。
Now, what is the ability that faith is?
信心的能力是什么呢？
Number one,
第一,
faith is the ability to see the reality of God.
信心是能够看到神的事实的一个能力。
Let's repeat that again.
我再重复一下。
Faith is the ability to see the reality of God.
信心是能够看见神的实际的能力。
Of course, we have verse 1, but look at verse 6.
当然我们有第一节，再看第六节。
But without faith, it is impossible to please Him.
人非有信就不能得神的喜悦。
For he who comes to God must believe that he is.
因为到神面前来必须信有神。
And that he's a rewarder of those who diligently seek him.
且信他赏赐那寻求他的人。
Let me ask you a question.
请问,
to whom is the writer of Hebrews writing?
希伯来书的作者在向谁写信?
I'll give you a break. I'll give you a multiple choice.
我给你一个选择题啊。
You can choose between he's writing to Christians or non-Christians. Now don't blow it. He's writing to who?
别考失败了，他写信给谁呀？
Christians.
当然基督徒,
now why would you make a statement that he makes here to Christians?
那为什么他有必要向基督徒、向信徒说这样的话？
If you're going to come to God, you've got to believe that he is.
到神面前来必须信有神。
You can't be a Christian without believing God is.
不信神怎么成为基督徒呢?
That's not what he's meaning, is it?
这不是他要表达的，对不对？
He is stating that those who come to God do believe that he is.
他乃是在陈述那些来到神面前的，的确相信有神。
Especially when it seems like he isn't around.
特别当他似乎不存在。 似乎不存在的时候，他们更是信。
He's writing to Christians who are undergoing severe persecution.
因为他在向那些正在经历严厉考验、逼迫的基督徒写信。
What do you ask God the first time he doesn't do what you want him to do?
当你不能如愿以偿的时候，第一次啊，你向他说什么？
Where are you?
你在哪儿神呢?
So he's trying to establish that faith is active faith.
所以他要建立的是信心是积极的。
Knows that God exists.
他知道神的存在。
And that God is with the believer.
神与信徒同在。
He has not abandoned him or her.
神没有抛弃信徒。
But more importantly,
更重要的,
he or she also believes that God is the rewarder.
而且他也相信神是那赏赐者。
You know what that means?
你知道这意味着什么?
It's not the gift that's given by his hand that we seek.
我们所寻求的不是他的手所给我们的礼物。
But it's the giver himself.
乃是那位赐礼物者。
He is a rewarder of those who diligently seek Him.
他写信，他赏赐那。
What are they seeking?
赏赐那寻求他的人，他们在寻求谁呀、啊、
？What are they seeking?
在寻求谁？他。
Him.
他。
What did he tell Abraham?
他告诉亚伯拉罕什么？
I am your shield.
我是你的盾牌。
And your exceedingly great reward.
你的大赏赐，我要大大赏赐你。
You see, faith gives you the ability to see God and His reality in your life.
信心给你寻求神和神的真实的那个能力。
It is faith that works in you to know the reality of who God is and what He's doing.
信心在你里面运行，使你能够知道神的实在和他的。
This is extremely important.
这是非常重要。
It's important because of the nature of God.
因为神的本性，神的属性，所以重要。
The Bible tells us that God is invisible.
神是眼不能见的。
He's immortal and invisible, says the Apostle Paul.
使徒保罗告诉我们，他是永不朽坏呀，而且是眼不能见的。
In other words, he is immaterial, not physical.
他是非物质的，不是能够。
Another way to say it.
换言之，
God is spirit.
神是个灵。
Not material reality, but spiritual reality.
不是物质的一些实际东西，而是属灵的实际。
You cannot perceive or understand God by the senses.
你不能够凭着五官来看见、摸到、触摸神。
How do we mainly, mostly learn?
我们大多数情况凭着什么来学习啊？
By the senses.
凭着五官嘛，对不对？眼睛、
Sight,
眼睛、
hearing,
耳朵、
smelling,
鼻子、
touch,
还有味觉，还有。
We call that empirical data.
我们称之为实验性的这些
scientific data,
科学的论据是吧
？But you can't put God in a test tube.
但你不能把神放在实验室，放在烧杯里。
You can't run experiments on God.
你不能够化验它，实验它，不能。
Here, the physical senses do not help us.
因为这在神遇到神的时候，这五官就派不上用场。你告诉我。
How are you going to know God?
你怎么认识神呢？你凭什么认识他？不凭着五官呢？凭什么？
How do you know God really exists if you don't see Him or hear Him?
如果你不能看见，不能摸到，看不到摸，你怎么能够知道他的存在呢？
The writer of Hebrews is saying,
希伯来书作者告诉我们，答案是信心。
Not like some people define faith.
不像一些人对信心所下的定义啊。
Believing something that's not true.
相信一些不是事实的。
Believe in a legend or a fantasy or a myth.
相信天方夜谭，相信神话故事，不是的。
No, no.
不是的。
This is not just intellectual.
这不仅是理性上的。
Faith brings God to you in a sense of reality.
信心把神实实在在的带到你的
面前。
让我再给你一些其他经文 来支持，来证明。
Gospel of John chapter 6.
Gospel of John 第六章。
Chapter 6. Let's look at verses 44 and 45.
44到45节。
Now Jesus says,
耶稣说，
No one can come to him.
没有人能到他面前。
Unless the Father who sent him draws that person.
若不是差我来的父吸引人，就没有人能到我这里。
Now notice what he says in verse 45.
好，注意45节。
What does he say?
在说什么？
Somebody's going to teach. Who's doing the teaching here in verse 45?
有人要教导，谁要教导？谁要教谁？
You tell me.
你告诉我，45节。
And they shall all be taught by who?
他们都要蒙谁呀？蒙神的
By God himself.
神自己要教训他们。
Therefore, everyone who has heard and learned from the Father comes to me.
所以凡听见父之教训又学习的就到我这里来。
All Jesus is saying to you and to me is this.
这里主耶稣对你对我所说的，注意啊，这里很重要，非常重要。
If we have to spend the rest of the night on just this, it'd be worth it.
整个晚上都讲这一点都值得。
If one person saw it for the first time,
如果只要有一个人第一次觉悟看懂了就值得。
You will never believe in God the way the Bible defines believe.
你就永远不会相信圣经所定义的信心。
Unless God does something.
神在你心里动工。
What does he do?
他做什么善功呢?
He reveals himself to you.
他向你显明自己，启示自己。
And he does that.
他这么做的
时候。Through the medium of faith.
他是借着信心的管道向你显明的。
Now faith is.
好，信心就是。
Substance of things hoped.
信就是所望之事的实底。
How many of you are hoping in Jesus Christ tonight?
多少人在指望耶稣基督多少
The writer of Hebrews says faith is the substance of things hoped for.
希伯来书作者说信就是所望之事的实底
faith that makes Christ real.
是信心使基督实实在在的活化了
Look at what he says in Matthew chapter 11 verse 27. Matthew
看看马太福音第十一章的二十七节
Chapter 11 verse 27.
十一章二十七节一切所有的都是我父交付我的除了父没有人知道子除了子和子所愿意指示的没有人知道父
How do you know the Father?
你怎么认识父呢
Because Jesus chooses to reveal him to you
因为耶稣定义要把它向你显明。
Now, unless you're one of the rare exceptions like Saul of Tarsus, later known as Paul the Apostle.
除非你是其中一个极少的罕见的例外，就像使徒保罗，起初叫做扫罗。
You have not seen Jesus with your eyes, nor heard him with your ears.
你不可能用自己的肉眼看见他，或者用肉耳听见他。
And yet, you believe.
但你仍然相信他。
No less than the Apostle Paul.
你的信仰不亚于使徒保罗的信仰。
The Apostle Peter said it this way.
使徒彼得那么说。
Having not seen, you believe in him.
虽然没有看见他，你们却相信他。
And love him.
而且爱他，并且爱他。
And rejoice in him.
你们在他里头欢喜快乐。
With joy unspeakable.
有那说不出来的大喜乐。
Full of glory.
充满了荣耀的大喜乐。
How'd that happen?
这怎么可能呢?
By faith.
凭着信。
Faith becomes the true sixth sense.
所以信心成了那个真正的第六感。
Faith is the eyes of the soul.
信心
ears of the heart.
是灵魂的眼睛，心灵的耳朵。
And thereby.
借着信。
Christ becomes as real as a person whom you can see and touch.
基督就成了那真的看得到摸得着的实实在在的。
I'll never forget the day that happened to me.
我永远不会忘掉那天发生在我身上的事。
I was 26 years old.
当年我26岁。
Had grown up in church all of my life.
我一辈子教会里头混大。
In fact, since 15, age of 15, I was preaching.
我15岁开始就开始讲道了。
For 11 years, I preached the gospel.
讲了11年的，传了11年福音了。
Did not preach a false gospel.
我传的不是假福音哦。
I preached that you could be justified only by faith.
我传讲的是因信称义，唯独信心。
Gifts of God's grace.
信心是靠恩典，白白的恩典，这是我传的。
But beloved,
但亲爱的弟兄姊妹
there was no reality of that fact in my life.
在我自己生命中没有那个实际的。
Until that morning,
直到那天二十六岁那天早上，一九八二年。
Please listen.
12月注意听
Because your experience isn't going to be like mine, so don't try to judge you by me.
你的经历跟我不一样，你不要用你把我跟我比较啊，我们不一样。
But God spoke to my heart.
但神那天向我的心灵说话。
My mind perceived.
我的理性明白了，醒悟了。
And he said nothing any different than what I had said as I preached the Bible myself.
他跟我讲的话，跟我所传讲给别人的
he said,
没有两样。他说。
That's why I sent my son to die on the cross for you.
他说这就是我差遣我儿子死在十字架为你死的原因。
Take the penalty of your sins.
为要担当你的罪
债。Nothing that I hadn't read before.
不是什么新鲜东西。
But something happened that morning.
那天早上发生一件事。
There was a reality.
那个话语带着实际，你知道我意思吗？
It became real to me.
对我来说成了
so much so,
成了现实到一个地步。
That changed me.
那个真理改变了我。
And I've never been the same since.
我从此就判若两人了。
He spoke.
他说话。
I believe.
我信。
And I was changed.
我就改变了。
That's what Jesus is saying.
这是耶稣所说的。
That's what the writer of Hebrews is saying.
这也是希伯来书作者所说。
Faith gives you the ability to believe not just with your mind that God is real.
信心给你相信的能力，不仅是你的理性相信神是真的，
but to experience His reality.
你也实际经历他的实在。
Now I don't know how God reveals Himself has revealed Himself to you.
我不知道神是如何向你启示的。
I doubt it will not be the same way He did with me.
我相信跟我的经历可能不一样啊。
But the one thing I can say for sure, according to the authority of God's word, is this.
但是按照神的话语的真理，我可以说的一件事，我敢肯定的是。
We both walked away from the encounter with Christ.
我们一旦与神相遇了
，knowing He was real.
就离开的时候，我们知道他是实在的，实在的。
He had revealed himself to us.
因为他已经向我们显明个人的显明相遇了。
See, this is the problem of this modern evangelicalism.
这就是现代的福音派的一个大问题。
We treat everybody the same.
我们用一个方法对待所有的人。
You come to Jesus the same way.
你来到耶稣都是同一个模
子。You come to the reality of God the same way.
你来到认识神的实际都是一条路，一个模子。
The preacher asks you a series of questions.
传道人问你一连串的问题。
Do you believe in God?
你信什么？
Do you believe in Jesus that He died on the cross?
你相信耶稣他死在十字架为你而死吗？
Are you professing faith in Christ today?
口里今天愿意承认耶稣基督的名吗？你对你的罪感到罪疚吗？
Do you want to live for Him forever?
你愿意永远为他而活吗？
Oh, yes.
当然是是是。
To pray this prayer with me.
跟着我做决志祷告。
And after you prayed that prayer, what does he do?
跟着他祷告完了，他怎么样？
Congratulations.
恭喜恭喜，他会恭喜你。
You're a child of God.
从今以后你是神的儿女啦。
Friends,
亲爱的朋友,
an encounter with a preacher is not the same thing as encountering Jesus.
你与传道人相遇跟与基督相遇是两码事。
I can pray for you. Brother Larry can pray for you.
我可以为你祷告。
Brother Patrick can pray for you.
牧师传道人可以为你祷告，都可以。
But we can't give you the reality of God.
我们不能把神的实际给你。
Only God can do that.
唯独神办得到。
For example,
譬如
Brother Paul Washer had told me many times about Brother Larry, Brother Patrick.
保罗华雪很多次跟我讲到陈哥和严牧师。
Told me many times what men of God these two were.
告诉我们多好，多好。
I knew they existed.
我知道他们的存在。
I knew that they were real people.
我知道他们是真人真事，不是神话。
But they were not real to me.
但对我而言。他们对我不是实实在在，直到什么时候
？Last October
啊，上去年的十二月。
When these two brothers came and picked me up from the airport，
两个弟兄来在飞机场把我接回家。
And introduced themselves，
然后我们见面了，彼此介绍 ，Hello。
Hello， I'm Larry。I'm Brother Michael。
我是陈哥。
And now we have a relationship。
现在我们有个个人关系。
He's a real person。
他是个真人，对我来说是个真人。
Am I making sense？
对不对？明白吗？
Has that really happened to you?
对你来说发生了没有？
Has Christ revealed Himself to you that He's now real to you?
基督是否向你显明，直到你真正的与他相遇，认识了他？
That's what faith does.
这就是信心所成就的。
And if that's not happened,
如果还没有的话，
doctrinally, scripturally,
你明白圣经，明白教义。
You agree with the facts.
你仅仅接受基督教的教义，你接受同意阿门。
Remember how we one of the ways we use the word faith?
记得我们怎么用这个信啊信。
I believe in God.
我信神啊。
I believe in the Bible.
我信圣经啊。
But believing facts.
相信这些事实。
Is not biblical faith.
等于合乎圣经的信仰。
Part of it.
当然是其中一部分，不够。
But it's a long way from being all of it.
比成为你的信仰所有差得远了，差得远了。 还没到。
There's got to be an encounter with God.
你必须与神相遇。
Some of you are a little nervous right now, and rightly to be so.
你们当中也许有些人很紧张，应该如此，因为你在思考。
How much of Jesus do I need to know?
我到底需要认识耶稣多少？
Do I need to see him like Saul?
我需要像扫罗这使徒保罗一样的与他相遇。
Do I need to experience him like you did when you were 26?
我或者像你一样26岁的时候翻天覆地的。不，没这必要。
It may not have been very dramatic at all.
也许对你的经历不见得那么戏剧化，那么翻天覆地。
Don't compare yourselves with yourself, says the apostle Paul.
保罗不是说了，自己彼此比较是不智慧。
God is personal. He will come to meet you personally.
神会与你个人特殊的相遇。
And sometimes the wind of the Spirit.
有时候圣灵的风啊。
Just a light whisper.
仅仅是一个悄悄的一句话
Other times,
向你耳边说话悄悄话还有别的情况
It's like a storm
像一个狂风骤雨
The wind blows and you know it's blowing
当风吹的时候你太清楚了太明显了
Please listen
请听啊
Whether God was forceful when he revealed himself to you
不论神是惊天动地的向你显现或者
Or you can't remember exactly the moment precisely.
记得哪一天哪年哪月你记得清清楚楚。
You can say,
你可以说
although I haven't seen him,
虽然我没有看见他
I believe in him,
但是我相信他
and I love him,
而且我爱他
with joy unspeakable and full of glory.
我充满荣光的大喜乐，我大忙盼望。
My heart knows him.
我的心灵认识。
Because that's where he abides.
因为他现在住在我心。
He makes himself known to me.
他向我显明了自己，启示了自己。
I've experienced him.
我已经经历到他的同在。
How do you know you've experienced him?
你怎么知道你经历了他？
Because faith will always be aiming for more.
因为信心总是会追求更多更多的。
Faith is an insatiable hunger. You know what I mean?
信心是一个无法满足的一种渴望。
You cannot satisfy.
你无法填满它。
If you're really His,
如果你真是属他的话
，Now faith is the substance of things hoped for.
现在信心就是那所望之事的实底。
That kind of faith is in you.
如果你有这样的信心的话
，It's evident by one thing.
你可以从一件事情看出来。
There is a desire.To get more of that reality in your life.
你生命中就会有一个愿意越来越经历到那个实际的渴望。
But if you're happy and content,
如果你已经自满自足了
，that you've been forgiven of your sins,
罪已经得赦免了
，and when you die, you're going to heaven.
反正我死了要上天堂嘛。
And you know, I'll go to church on Sunday.
当然礼拜天我上教堂做礼拜啊。
I'll read my Bible now and again.
我读圣经，偶尔读一读。
No, I could do better.
我知道我可以读更多圣经的。
But I'm satisfied.
我已经满足了，我够了，够了，这宗教已经够了。
My friend, you have never met Jesus.
你其实根本没有遇见主耶稣。
You do not have faith in him.
你没有真正对他的信心。
That's not my authority.
这不是我凭着我的权柄说这样的话。
The authority of this book.
那是凭着圣经的权柄。
In Acts chapter 16, verse 4, you don't need to turn.
使徒行传十六章第四节，听就可以了。
Paul is preaching.
保罗正在讲道。
In Philippi.
在腓立比。
And the Bible tells us of a woman named Lydia.
圣经告诉我们有一个叫做吕底亚的妇女。
And she was listening to the Apostle Paul.
正在听使徒保罗讲道。
And the Bible says these words.
圣经是这么说的。
The Lord opened her heart to obey the things spoken by Paul.
主开导了她的心，叫她听从保罗所说的话。
How are the just saved?
义人是怎么得救的
？By faith，
凭着信。
Faith was deposited in Lydia's heart。
神把信心放在吕底亚的心里。
She didn't work it up。
不是她自己。
It was more than just a feeling。
这不仅是一种感觉而已。
God worked in her soul
and
made Jesus real.
We're going
to stop right there and I want to pray.
We're just
getting started.
我们刚刚开始,
after we get take a little break, we're going to come back and we're going to show you
再回来,
again, another ability that faith has.
信心还有另一个能力,
and therefore, if you are a true believer who has faith,
如果你是个真信徒有真信心的话,
you have this ability we'll share about.
就会有这样的能力,
well,
我们一会儿会讲, 我们先祷告, 好。
As you pray right now with me, you know, God already knows the truth about me and you. He knows the truth and he knows if there's a deception in us. So we don't fool or deceive God. We fool and deceive ourselves. So be open with the Lord. I'm not afraid of that. I'm his child. I'm not afraid because
我是他的儿女，所以我不惧怕。
I want to be open to more of him.
我愿意向他更加的敞开。
Let's pray. Father,
父啊,
I pray that this simple word this evening has had power.
愿今天这简简单单的你的信息带来能力。
And it has afflicted those who are comfortable.
愿那些自以为满足的人受到你的光照。
The most loving thing I believe you could do is to disturb someone here tonight.
主啊，我相信你今晚能够做的最有爱心的事就是叫他们能够。
And not leave them in their deception.
不要让他们继续在自欺当中。 如果他们不是真信徒的话，你要唤醒他们。
So help us tonight.
主啊，求主帮助我们。
To be real with you.
让我们在你面前有实际。
So we can experience more of your reality.
好叫我们更加的经历你的实际。
Amen.